I did not think that this Advent, as I began my reflection on the season, that I would focus almost entirely on the first readings for each of the weeks that we've been here. And somehow I felt led that way, and I'm not sure if you follow the homilies on the net or not, but all of my homilies this week have focused almost entirely on the first readings of the weeks of Advent. The difficulty with the being at two parishes is that sometimes you cannot carry a consistent theme through just for one congregation. And so I'm sure you missed part of my first or second homily, and depending on what mass I was at, both the parishes have missed my logic in these homilies. But very briefly then, let me begin right there. So the first week of Advent, I focused how the people landed up in exile in Babylon, and how they had a realization of their sinfulness, and how they yearned that God would come. That was my first week. Last week, I reflected on Isaiah's announcement that the exile was going to end. And I reflected on the fact that the exile was an act of God's justice, but that the impending freedom was an act of God's mercy. So basically what I was saying is that God is both just and merciful, that God always acts justly, but God's final act is mercy. And that brings us great hope. Thank God that God is merciful. People like me have hope. This week, we continue with the theme of the exile. The only thing is, the exile has ended and people have returned to their homeland. So today's words are addressed towards a people who are back at home. And so, there's an announcement of joy. When the people return from the exile, this is almost 70 years later, huh? What did they find? They found a land and a temple in ruins. You know, the best way I can understand the mixed feelings that this people may have had, the mixed feeling of, oh my gosh, look at this beautiful land of ours, what happened to it? At the same time, they had the hope of rebuilding. The only way I can compare that to, for us to understand, is, do you remember when the World Trade Centers came down? We looked at it and we said, oh my gosh. But then we never lost hope. Right? That is what the people of Israel experienced when they came back from the promised land. They see the ruins, but they had the hope of rebuilding. And in the midst of these mixed feelings that the people have, the prophet comes and proclaims these words. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor." Who are the poor? The people who were in exile. "To heal the brokenhearted." That's the people in exile. "To proclaim liberty to the captives." That's the people in exile. "And to release the prisoners. To announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication for our God." So the prophet comes with this absolutely fabulously good news. Now, although the parallel of this passage from Luke is not our gospel reading today, we can't help but think about that day when Jesus went into the synagogue and he opened the scroll and he read these very words. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And he repeated the words of Isaiah, but just one difference. At the end, he said, "And today, this prophecy has been fulfilled in your hearing. Folks, as we enter this third week of Advent, and as we are actually just a week away from Christmas, next Sunday is Christmas Eve and fourth Sunday. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to propose three things for us to reflect upon from the perspective of the exile and what it can mean for us. So, here is my first point. Often, just like the people of Israel upon their return from the exile, don't you think that our life is often a mixed bag? So, I mean, really, right now I'm here. I'm happy to be here, but Dad is in the hospital, right? So torn, so mixed. It's a great analogy for life, isn't it? Life is a mixed bag. Life is a combination of ruins and hopes. Illness, misfortune, death, tragedies, these often weigh us down. But then, relationships, the birth of a child, a healing, some success, friendships, or a spiritual experience, these things can bring us hope. And every day is a mixed bag, isn't it, for us? Folks, reflection on the exile that took place almost 2,700 years ago makes us realize that no matter what life brings, God never abandons us. Listen, that is the key of the entire reflection on the exile. No matter what happens, how bad it may get, God never abandons us. No matter how bleak life may seem, God is present in our midst. And so this awareness is the reason for the joy that the prophet Isaiah proclaims. What does he say? I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul. So we remember today that today is Gaudete Sunday. Yeah, I don't know what life means for any of you today. Maybe for some of you life is great. Maybe some of you are weighed down. But in the midst of it all, joy continues to be proclaimed. Why? Because the exile teaches us that joy is not necessarily the absence of struggle, but joy is the contentment that comes from knowing that God is present through it all. That is joy. Joy does not mean that we are on a perpetual high. It's not possible. That's not life. That's unrealistic. Joy is the absolute assurance of God's presence. Now, joy comes also another way. Joy also comes when we make God present to those who feel abandoned. And Christmas time, we think about it a lot, isn't it? Advent time. Who are the people who are hurting? Who are the people to whom we can be God's presence? Last night, I was at about 7 o'clock in the evening. I was at hospice. This woman just said to me, I'm ready to die, Father. And to lay hands on her, to just touch her hair, to touch her cheeks, and to tell her, I still love you. And I told her, when you get up there, please pray for me because I need it. And she said, Father, I pray for you every day. And when I left, this woman was in peace. There's joy in that. It's a terrible situation. There's a joy in that. So I'm suggesting this week, folks, that we become more aware of God's presence in our midst. And then, if we can find that in our lives, that we share it with somebody. Somebody needs it. You are Isaiah for somebody. You are the prophet for somebody. The joy that comes from God's presence. Okay, my second point. Christians, particularly, are invited to live life from what I'm calling the exilic perspective. Exile, exilic perspective. The exile helps us to remember that our life here on earth is an exile. Really, we are all on the way, aren't we? Unlike the people of Israel, though, our exile is not utterly godless. The people of Israel, when they were 70 years, it was utter despair and hopelessness. That's not our exile. It's not completely inhuman. And our exile is not devoid of joy or happiness. In fact, we think of this life on earth as a blessing from God, as a gift from God. Even though we're in exile, we think of life as something good and positive, right? The good things of life, the pleasures that we cherish, our family, the contentment and success that might come from our earthly pursuits, the goodness and the humanity that we experience, the beauty we see and touch in our world makes our exile pretty good, actually. There are many good things that we experience in life which is our exile. And here precisely is the danger. Here precisely is the danger. The danger that we might think that our exile is the end of the journey. How many people live with this feeling that this life, this is it? So we might get so content here that we might think that this is actually the end of the journey. We might strike our roots here a little too deep. We might lose the perspective of eternity. We might become selfish, uncaring, and put our final trust on that which is passing away. So Advent is a reminder to us that the best is yet to come. Let's not get too comfortable here. Yes, it's good. There are very beautiful things over here. But let's not get too comfortable because the best is yet to come. Advent reminds us to live life with faith, to live our life here on earth with one eye on eternity. Thirdly, folks, I think Isaiah's prophecy in today's first reading, the second reading, and the gospel reading give us directions to live while we are on exile. How shall we live this life? So here are a few things that I gleaned from today's readings. Here are things that we can do while we live in exile. Paul says, rejoice always. What does that mean? Let's be aware of the Lord's presence. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. Do not quench the spirit. Test everything. Retain what is good. Refrain from every kind of evil. You think that's good advice for while we're in exile? Very good advice. Simple words, but great advice. And then Isaiah's prophecy also gives us virtues to live by. That we always keep the poor in perspective. Because the Lord comes to bring great tidings to the poor. That we keep the poor in perspective. That we bring healing to the brokenhearted. That we set captives free. The gospel reading also gives us important points to reflect upon. That like John the Baptist, our life consistently testifies to Christ. John, in today's gospel reading, says, I am not the light, but the one who is the light is coming. So this gesture that I have right now, is I am pointing to Christ. This is an analogy for life. That you and I can be constantly in this gesture. Pointing that our life, no matter what we do, always points towards Christ. No matter what happens. So I think this exile teaches us many, many, many good things. May our reflection this week on our exile and how to live life here on earth, may it help us to prepare for Christmas. So I want to then merely say to each one of us folks, very soon, next week when we come here, we'll be so close to Christmas. And I'm praying that this Christ who we receive in our Eucharist today, this bread and wine, which is the body and blood of Christ, that as we receive and as we make him part of our lives, that this week we may constantly point towards him. That knowing that Christ is present in our hearts, that we might indeed experience joy, and that we can bring that joy to people around us. People of God said,